Dallas Potman back here with you at Marble Athletic Field, and I am here with the head coach of the Braves, Jeff Hansen. And Jeff, what a fantastic game played for you guys, all sides of the ball, offensively, defensively, just an amazing effort by you guys.
Yeah, I'm real proud of the kids. They really came out and planted their flag and defended the home turf. You know, we've been on the road for about a month, so it just felt really good to get back on our field in front of our fans on our homecoming. And the seniors really led the way tonight, and real proud of us in all phases of the game. I thought all three phases really contributed to the victory tonight.
And you were telling me that the injury to Jericho was looking like a shot in the back.
Yeah, he tweaked his back, so and I'm not sure exactly the extent of it. You know, we'll go through the weekend and then wait till what we hear from the medical personnel on Monday as far as where to go with Jared. And but we're certainly glad that the team rallied up around him and closed out a big win for sure.
And what a game for Crow, throwing three touchdown passes, along with Vince Hughes catching all three of those touchdown passes. We haven't seen much of Vince Hughes throughout the season, and tonight he just put on a show.
Yeah, you know, we saw the defense for Glen Lake really overplay, we thought, to Rudy Peterson, and so that was going to give opportunities to somebody else, and the creases in the defense happened to be where Vinny was running. Vinny ran great routes. He snatched the ball out of the air on the hands and had really good run after catch tonight. Vince Hughes really, really played well.
Yeah, and also I have Mark Down said that Dan Martin had four sacks in this game.
Dan's an animal. I mean, he's got a motor that just does not stop. And if you can believe this, this is his first year ever of playing football.
Yeah, we did talk to him about that in his interview, and I can't believe how much he can just learn the concept of football right off the bat. Because for me, and I'm sure for most of these kids, we've been playing football. You know, we played football our whole lives to be able to get on the level that which we were at. And this kid just comes in and he learned it right off the bat.
Yeah, you know, he really listens to everything that his coaches tell him to do. And Don Koich does a good job with him in the position group. So he really eats up what the coaches do. And when you have a relentless style of play like Dan does, it really shows itself in games like this, especially against a team, you know, like Glen Lake that likes to spread it out, you know what I mean, and try to get things in space. We knew that he was going to have one-on-one looks with an offensive tackle, and then they started cheating the back over, and it gave opportunities to Dobie on the other side. And I thought it was a really heck of a game by Dan. He tilts the field for sure.
And the same thing goes for Dobie Gillis as well. Dobie Gillis had three sacks in this game.
Yeah, I mean, they really complement each other well at those defensive end positions. I thought Dobie and Dan really did a nice job of coming off that edge and just making plays happen, making things happen for their team, and coming up with big plays. Those are big plays on defense when your DNs get sacks, and it really puts the other team in bad down and distance and off schedule. So they did a good job with that.
I picked Dan Martin and, well, Jared Crow as well for him being, you know, for him not being able to be here for his interview.
Yeah.
He was also the player of the game, but I also picked Vince Hughes, and it doesn't look like Vince Hughes is coming up here or what?
Vince looks like he's having a good time celebrating with his friends, and he just had the game of his life, so I guess we can understand that.
Yes, we can. You guys got the Sioux next week, and that's a big, big game, especially for a playoff push. They did, I think they did lose to WC West.
Yeah, I mean, the Sioux is going to be, it's tough because it's a long road trip, and the Sioux is going to put their Class A school, they're going to put a lot of athletes out on the field, you know, guys that are big and strong. But if we continue to play like we have, I mean, we had a great week of practice coming into this game. This is our best week of practice all year. We had four really, really good practices, and we played exactly like we practiced all week. So if we continue to do this, I'm confident that we can go to the Sioux and take care of business.
And I hope so. I will be there for that game as well.